This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
See that fucking picture? Did you see where they that picture they took of Trump? They caught that fucker trying to smuggle in a big Montana under his chin into that fucking press conference
where he's got a pussy hanging below his chin.
Jesus, fuck!
I did see,
buddy?
That.
That's a worn out fucking vag right there. That man's sporting his seen, fucking waddle. Has it's seen better.
Yeah,
days.
No, I know. I know.
It has seen the war.
It's a roasty. His neck. First of all, quit acting like you don't want to fuck Trump's neck. That thing was suitable for fucking. I saw that picture. Shit.
Well, that motherfucker needs a big old wart right at the top of that, and boy, he'd be right on the fucking money, you know?
Lick my wart.
Lick my wart. Lick my neck flaps and wart.
Ooh.
Neck flaps and wart could be show title in well, first 30 seconds.
I was thinking lick my neck flaps, but yeah, you're right there, buddy. Wow.
God damn.
Yeah, it does look like a pussy flat out. Like it is jutting out of
it's,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You suppose that's a legit photo or something somebody shopped a little bit?
No, he's a man of a certain age. He's overweight. He's probably got a fucking...
He's overweight.
Buddy, if we get to the...
Those medical reports from the White House doctor said that he's, you know... 6'1" and yeah. Fucking 230.
No, I believe he's 6 foot plus. That I believe. Yeah. The rest of it. They were the same doctors, by the way, that went, you know, Biden is fine.
Biden's fine.
He's fine. No he's cancer.
Fine.
He's got a perfect recall. His memory is great.
Motherfucker's got stage 4 prostate cancer.
Yeah.
And stage 8 fucking Alzheimer's.
You know the interesting thing about that? There's no stage 5 on that. That's the interesting thing.
Huh.
Yeah, no.
Nobody's ever gotten to stage 5, have they?
Couldn't see it. I hope.
Exit stage 5.
I hope they revoked medical licenses of everyone that looked at that guy and didn't see he had cancer festering in there for years and years.
Yep.
Stage 4. Waltzed right to stage 4. No, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Boy, I don't know how we've been missing this.
Try telling him you don't want to lube up Trump's neck pussy. Stick your cock in there. See what's happening. Just try telling me. I dare you.
Yeah. No thanks.
No?
No thanks.
Just the whole time he'd tell you how you're not doing it right?
It's the best. It's the best neck pussy ever.
Damn straight. Damn right. The best neck pussy ever.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, it was. Go to at TGO Radio on the Twitter machine. You'll see a picture of Trump's neck pussy.
Trump's neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, what can we... Can't really put anything together to... Can't put neck and pussy together. Nussy? Can I look at his nussy?
Nussy. I didn't know what you were trying to do there, but I like nussy.
Nussy?
But if I get to that, now look, I'm fat.
Yeah.
I'm 53. But if we get to that thing where I got a neck pussy,
yeah,
I'm depending on you.
Could be nussy, the Loch Ness cunt. Another show title for you, champ.
I'm depending on you to put a bullet in my fucking skull.
What, if you get a neck pussy?
If I get a neck pussy.
Ah, you get a neck pussy, I'm fucking your neck pussy.
I am. You know what? And I'd look you in the eye the whole fucking time you did it, too. You queer bait.
This fat bastard, you really think that if I'm fucking your neck pussy, we're anywhere near looking each other in the eye?
I'd like to see you stay balanced on your knees long enough to do it, fatso. Anyway, welcome back to TGO Radio, everybody.
Yeah, no shit. And boy. Been needing this. Wow.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. The vacation is over.
The great thing about it is that every time a flake of fucking snow falls from the sky, everybody at work, I've got to work from home today. Stay the fuck home.
Have you had it with this winter, though?
Oh, dude, I have had it. Up to here with this fucking winter. Pound sand.
Had it.
God
I'm
damn.
Over this whole thing.
I have ran my snowblower 5 times more this year than I have the last 2 winters around here. Global warming, my ass. Go fuck yourself.
Well, that's why they changed it to climate change. Because they realized that, you know, things weren't always super duper hot everywhere. Like
when it's minus 20 and... Kind of hard to sell global warming when it's minus 20.
Yeah. And they got a reason. They'll tell you, well, it's because of this and this. It's still global warming. But it doesn't pass the smell test. I saw something on Twitter the other day where somebody was like, listen, the fear about global warming, it's over. Nobody cares about it anymore except a couple of fanatics. It's over.
Dude,
they've been talking about it for 45 years, and nothing has changed of substance that people can see. And they just have, they're just tired of.
Well, you know what? They started talking about it.
Yeah.
And people started changing some things. We did some things, and I think that has staved it off. The problem is now that you got a bit, your gimmick, you can't give up your fucking gimmick because it becomes your fucking identity. That's the problem with everything in this country. Once somebody's got a fucking bit, man, they can't give it up, especially if it's making them money.
Just keep doing the bit. Nothing matters other than the bit. You've been doing this for so long, keep doing the bit. It's funny, okay? Like, nobody gets it at this point, but that's the bit, right? Keep doing the bit. Nothing matters more than the bit.
If you want to know, this show in 15 seconds, it's that sound clip.
21 years, baby, or 21 seasons.
Just keep doing the
bit. I'm sorry, 21 years. How many seasons?
This is season 21.
Yeah, this is season 21.
It's year 21. Season 19.
Yeah, that's right.
And Doug Reacharound is back for his 20th season, or his 18th season.
Jesus.
And Doug, how do you feel about that? Shut the fuck up, Doug. Anyways.
Shut up.
Shut up, stupid.
Shut your fucking neck pussy up, Doug.
Nussy. That might be your show. That's a Nussy. Sneaky show title. Nussy, N-U-S-S-Y. Sneaky. That's right in there.
Get you some Loch Ness pussy.
So how was your break? Good?
Break was good.
Good.
Break, yeah. Break, good. Break's good.
Do you need it to be 3 months still at the end of the year?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
No, I'm not going to. No. We're not renegotiating that.
No. I've already got 4 weeks off built into the schedule for the season and then 12 at the end of the year.
Okay.
And yeah, we...
Well, you've been on fucking vacation since the holidays, motherfuckers. What are you talking about?
Yes.
This is your job now. You realize that.
This is all
this
I
is
got.
Your job.
This is all I've got. I got fired on December 19th.
So since this is your job, let me ask you the question that everybody wants to know the answer to. How does it feel to be homeless?
I got 8 bosses, Bob.
Yeah, 8? 8, Bob.
8, Bob. I walked into work on the 19th of December, and I sat down, and I was starting to do some stuff, and the guy who plays the role of GM there walked up and said, hey, I talked to Dave yesterday, brought it to me, and it's time to say goodbye.
It's time.
Now, he did come to me at 7 a.m. and tell me, which I in the past I said to him, if you're going to do it, don't do it at 3 o'clock like a cunt and make me work all day.
Yep.
Tell me it's 7 so I can go and go back to fucking bed. So at least he did do that. But that was on December 19th. So I've been out of work ever since. Can't get a phone call, man. I've had one interview and that was at a placing, like a placing place.
The fuck's a placing place?
You know, where they
do
find.
They place people?
Yeah.
Place you in places?
Yeah.
Yeah. That places, what a placing place does?
Places and places with things.
Yeah.
And places and things. She goes, I mean, what are
you? So they're not keeping up the pace then to get you placed somewhere.
She goes, what are you trying to do right now? And I go, you know, I got a mortgage to pay. If someone wants me to come in and put papers in, you know, fucking envelopes for 6 weeks, I'll do that.
Yeah, no,
you know,
shit. I gotta.
So that was how that interview went. But yeah. So that was December 19th, and it's December, it's February 4th, February and 4th. Here we are. I'm still not working. So yeah. I will tell you this story. My last payday was January, what was it, 2nd?
Something like that, yeah.
And, you know, they did do me the service of giving me a full 2 weeks worth of hours.
That was
on
nice.
That last check. So I could pay, and you know, I sat around and I'm going, okay, I can pay this, I can pay this, I can get cat food for this many days.
Oh, is it down to that? You're eating the cat food now?
Well, no, I'm for the cat.
No.
The guy's got it.
For his cat, wink, wink.
Wink. I got a few $100 in Menards things here, so I can go get, you know, but I got to make sure I pay this bill and get cat food for the cat.
Sure.
And litter and snack. Like, I got to be ahead on stuff. And I was ahead. What I didn't have was a mortgage payment for the month of January. Didn't have it. Friday, December 2nd.
January 2nd.
January 2nd. Thank you. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I went, so this is my last payday.
Let me guess.
I went to the ATM. I took out $500. And I went to the casino with the intention of winning a mortgage payment.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
It's gone down a little bit since then, but at that point, my mortgage payment was $908.
Okay.
I walked in there with $500. I got down to about two.
Two?
Two. And I started to hit.
Yeah?
And I walked out after, let's be honest, 4, 5, 6 hours. I walked out plus $1,100.
Right on. So you got your payment.
Awesome.
Fucking A.
Stuck it in the ATM, paid my mortgage.
Yeah.
Had a couple bucks left over to pay some more bills and get ahead on some stuff. It was, buddy, I wish I'd taken more pictures and like more notes so I could, you know, could really get into it and tell you the whole thing. But it was probably the greatest night of my life. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know what?
Ooh. Rattled the chair.
That's going to stink.
So you go to the casino and got to make it happen. It's either my way or the fucking Hemingway.
Anxious to blow my brains out. My way or the Hemingway. Well, you're right. There are 5 show titles in this already. But it took 5 or 6 hours or so. And I got to plus 900. No, I got to plus 11 or 12, and I put the 900 in my pocket.
Pocket. Pocket.
Because I had to have
Cheese?
That. Because I had to have that no matter what.
Yeah.
And I kept trying to take that other 300 or 400 and then bump it up, and it just wouldn't let me get any higher than that. So I walked out plus 1,100.
Nice.
It was the single most irresponsible thing I've ever done. I tell you that without hesitation, because if that had gone wrong,
oh, yeah.
I would be on my way to being homeless right now. Whew. But I've also never felt more alive in my life, buddy. It was the coolest feeling.
A couple weeks ago, my fucking buddy Don come into the bowling alley there on bowling night, and you know we all got to pay like.
I didn't know you were Polish.
Yeah, $25 every week for the bowling. I went to get my wallet out, start putting money. I got everybody's bowling tonight.
Whoa, motherfucker, Don.
Motherfucker stopped there at your favorite fucking casino and played video poker and hit $1,200
dollars. Oh, good for Don.
Jesus Christ, no shit. That lucky motherfucker, man.
Wow.
Does that all the time. Well, he kind of works out that way. And he'll stop there sometimes before he hits the alley.
Oh, yeah. I miss the casino. But we'll be able to
sure
get
they
back
miss
to
you.
Oh yeah, I got
yeah.
the winner.
You know what though? The saddest thing is you lost your fucking status.
I lost my VIP. They sent me a letter in the mail. I don't have it anymore.
Fucking get fired, lose your VIP status. Buddy, God damn, man! Right at the holidays,
it's like a regular person again.
Oh shit!
How much does that suck?
Come down here to the level with the rest of us, scabs.
Yeah, well, if I belong down here with you, I'd be down here. But I don't. I belong up there. I'm the VIP, by God. Yeah, so I think I'll still have to call a mortgage company on Monday and have a chat with them, but it's not nearly as bad as it would have been.
Yeah, good.
It was the most irresponsible thing I've ever done. It was wild. How irresponsible that was. Fucking crazy. But, worked out in the end. Like, good. I know I got to go make money today. And the slot machine gods were kind to me. Anyways.
Oh, that's good.
Well, all right. Let's catch up on some stuff here that we... happened during the break. The Deadpool.
Yeah. You had a resounding victory
at 5:11 p.m. on February 4th. The 2025 Deadpool is officially over. Team Brian wins 4-1.
Jesus.
I needed that. I needed that win. I couldn't lose 3 years in a row, man. Couldn't be that.
What were the four? What were the four that you had?
Wink Martindale, June Lockhart, Gene Hackman, and Ananda Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, and everybody else made it through. But we are going to do another Deadpool again this year, fourth annual Deadpool. And I will let Jeff go ahead and go ahead with his list first.
So I think that my first few here are, let's see, let me get this. There we go. Put them side by side there. So I've got the first four are the same on mine. So I got Alan Greenspan, Noam Chomsky, Eastwood, Clint Eastwood, and Dick Van Dyke.
Those are all great picks.
They got to go. I mean, you got Greenspan at 99, Chomsky 97, Eastwood 95. Dick Van Dyke is, 100 now? Yeah. I think. I don't think I changed
I'm here to tell you that this year's Deadpool could be a very high-scoring
affair. Oh, yeah, it could be.
I mean, it could be, and I'm not even kidding you when I say this, 5-4, 6-4. Like, it could be a very high-scoring affair this year.
And then I've got, and I thought I might lose this one, I got Lou Holtz.
Mm-hmm.
Put him on there.
Yeah.
Because he's going.
Yeah.
Any minute.
So.
Yeah.
Not to be, 20 minutes ago, I checked Google to see if he's still alive, and then I dropped him on my list, too. So he's on my list, too.
Yep. So. Then I got I got David Attenborough again on mine. He's at 99.
Okay.
And then new to my list this year is Louis Farrakhan, who is 6.
Oh, that's a good pick. He's getting up there. Yeah.
Eva Marie Saint at 101.
She is on my list as well.
Is she? God damn it.
Yep.
Then I have the Honorable Joseph R. Biden Jr. at 83.
That's a good pick.
Isabel Perón.
Oh,
at 94 is not well.
That's a good pick.
Joanne Woodward, 95.
By the way, we're going 12 this year.
Yes, we are.
We didn't mention that in the
So I got Joanne Woodward.
Okay.
95, and then another repeat, Mel Brooks.
Okay.
Who's got to go.
Did you watch that doc with him?
No, I have not had a chance to watch 99-year-old man. Yet.
It's cute.
Not yet. Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's my list.
So I took Mel Brooks off my list as soon as I saw today that Lou Holtz was alive.
Yeah.
So I got Lou Holtz. He's new. I'm keeping these four. Barbara Eden, 94.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke, 100. Johnny Mathis, 90.
Nice.
And Gene Shalit will be 100 on March 25th.
Yeah.
So I got Lou Holtz. This is where Jeff starts going, fuck you, Woody Woodbury.
Oh, what? Now, come on. Who's that?
A comedian. Old-timey. Yes. Old-timey comedian. He'll be 102. Two on February 9th.
I call bullshit on that.
Ben Sasse, former senator from, where is he senator of? I forget where he was senator from. He was two-term senator, president of the University of
Dakota Territory,
Florida. Heap big cancer on Ben Sasse.
Yeah.
Let me see. Eva Marie Saint, which we just talked about. Marv Levy, the former coach of the beloved Bills, is 100.
Oh, yeah.
Ray J., the singer.
Ray J., you can call me Ray.
Well, he doesn't have to call me Ray. From the Ray J and Kim Kardashian fuck tape.
Oh.
He says his heart is kaput, and he's not going to make it much longer is what he says. John Astin.
Okay.
He'll be 96 on the 20th of March. And Tina Louise.
Oh, Ginger.
Will be 92 on February 11th. So, yeah, we're thinking the same thing. We both got, what, Dick Van Dyke.
Lou Holtz.
And
do you have Eastwood?
No.
You don't.
Even okay. Marie Saint.
Yeah, okay. And you dropped Mel Brooks for Lou
I
Holtz.
I did, because Lou is happening
soon.
This month.
Yeah.
Lou will be gone soon.
Yeah.
And so I traded, traded that for, you know, for a point. You got to start thinking points. You got to strategize, you know.
I dropped Mitch McConnell and Trump from mine. Yeah. I think I've had Trump on there for a couple of years. I'm going to take him off, and hopefully that fucker drops dead this year.
Well, you alternated. You had Biden, then Trump.
Oh, that's right.
And now back
yes.
to Biden.
Yep, yep. Biden's gone. He's going this year. He's got to.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no stage five. So, you know, that's why they call it stage four. So it could be potentially a very high scoring
Deadpool.
Yeah, it
could be.
I mean, it could be. Yep. And it's going to go, you know, February to February now. And it could be, you know, we're sitting here next year and we're talking about a really high scoring Deadpool. So, yeah, good stuff. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Here's some updates of the some of the things we talked about last year. Excuse me. Gee whiz. I used to talk in this. I haven't been talking for, haven't had to talk to people for fucking 6 weeks and I'm losing my voice already. Kim Kardashian, you'll recall from last season, we talked about how Kim thought that the moon landing was not real.
Right.
And I during the break, I saw this clip from the Kardashian reality show where Kim is getting a brain scan.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to play this as a follow-up. She's in the MRI getting a brain scan.
Anywhere. I swear to God, I went to a strip club for my first time in Miami like a year ago. I fell asleep in the booth. Like, I can literally lay down anywhere, no matter what's going on, and fall asleep.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for holding still. That was perfect.
It's just like a little cocoon that you're in and you just fall asleep. How's that?
That's pretty damn tight. I have no idea. I've never looked at my brain before, so should be interesting.
This is the brother, I think.
To join Dr. Eamon.
Let me show you what a healthy skin looks like.
You know, it's never good when the doctor starts with, let me show you what a healthy scan looks like. And by the way, Kim, here's your fucking scan. Oh, thank you for sending me that list.
Yes.
So. Welcome to join Dr. Eamon.
Let me show you what a healthy skin looks like.
Oh, boy.
So, Let me show you a scan where we find an actual brain.
Yes, it's not an ape. A fucking ape human fucking and sucking her way to mediocrity. How are you a billionaire? What the fuck are we doing?
So here is a picture of a walnut, actual size. And this little speck over here, well, this is your scan, sweetie.
Yeah. I think you let too many of these black guys shoot some dummy into you. Because, honey, your brain is mush.
Just fucking mashed taters.
Mashed tabies, as Chick McGee's mom would say.
Tabies. More peas.
More peas. Here's what a normal brain looks like, Kim.
Brain before, so should be interesting.
So you're welcome to join Dr. Eamon.
Let me show you what a healthy skin looks like. So this is what we want it to look like. And so if we look at your brain, well, it actually looks beautiful.
I have a beautiful brain.
That's holds
your brain looks just like everybody else's that cunt.
Holds no fucking knowledge in it.
Jesus Christ.
How does that feel?
So I've heard that before.
Kim, this is not a brain that gets Alzheimer's.
Scott.
Oh.
See these holes? Oh. I was joking and I said it's going to look like a bowling ball.
See these holes? This is where all the black guy's cum settles in.
I know nothing about the brother. Except I hate him. So there's that.
Not terribly stressed, not anxious, not depressed. The front third of your brain is really sleepy.
That's not good.
You are extraordinary in being positive, which is why you're not terribly stressed, anxious, or depressed.
Well, she's a billionaire.
I was going to say, what the fuck does that cunt have to be stressed about?
Yeah.
This we have to fix. If we don't fix that, that's going to be a long-term problem. Then you end up with issues with impulse control. None of it's permanent. It's not dead.
Okay. I was scared at first. I thought I was
If you don't reverse it, you are
Kim's got a beautiful brain, Daddy-O.
Of course.
She's got nothing to worry about. She's a billionaire. And
somebody tell her that they could inject her brain like they did her ass and make it all big and shit, and then we could be one less Kardashian, you know, in this world.
Listen, I got to tell you, and I'll say it again. I said it a couple seasons ago, and I'll say it again. She's a human disease. There's no reason for most of that family to be walking upright and existing. Mm-hmm. And I would exhaust myself blowing loads into that girl. It's not even that I find her super attractive, because she's more plastic than she is woman now. Mm-hmm. But I think you gotta be able to experience that.
Yeah, no, I'm all right.
I gotta be able to sit here and tell you that story about blowing loads inside that dummy. And I'm saying this as a guy that's blown loads in some fucking dummies. Okay, I've fucked some barely functioning, you know, just over the fucking line girls in my life.
Where do you fuck the dummies at in that hole where the hand goes?
Well, that's, I don't want to tell tales out of school, but it's my business is my business. All right.
Guy goes to fucking put it on for the act and slips right off his hand. What the fuck? All right. Who came in my dummy?
Like. You ever see that picture of the Kermit puppet spreading its ass? For the rest? It's the best. That's the best.
Boy, you fucking just leave your dummy lying around for 5 minutes and somebody's got to fucking come in it, you know? God damn it.
And I'm here to tell you, I pushed it all the way in.
Yeah?
And filled up some fucking nincompoops in my life. Okay? That's how good that stuff is. But, so.
Fucking breeding dummies, huh?
Oh, buddy. Oh, yeah. Breeding dummies. Yep.
Dude, we got show titles halfway through the season.
Half a dozen show titles already. What are we doing? Oh, she'd be just another dummy to take the load in the end, you know? Let me see here. We have a George Zinn update. Remember George Zinn?
Barely.
He was the guy who, when Charlie Kirk was shot, he was the old guy who came out right away and said, it was me.
Yep.
It was me. I shot him. So they took him to the police station, and in the midst of a casual conversation about whether he actually shot Charlie Kirk, the guy said, by the way, I've got kid porn on my phone.
In the moments following the assassination of Charlie Kirk at UVU, George Zinn was in the crowd and falsely claimed he had shot Kirk. Today, he was sentenced up to 15 years in prison. Zinn pleaded no contest to obstruction of justice and guilty to two counts of sexual exploitation of a minor.
I feel like they buried the lead on that one. Okay, I know, I get why he's notorious, but the child porn should have come up a little bit sooner there, Epstein.
Yeah, well.
Holy shit. He's sitting in the police station and he goes, yeah, no, I didn't really shoot him. I was just causing a distraction.
Hey, you guys want to see some child porn?
By the way, on my phone. You're not going to believe this.
Yeah. You guys want to see some cool pictures?
Immediately after the September shooting, Zinn yelled at police, quote, I shot him. Now shoot me. Police say he was trying.
You know, shot Charlie.
You know, in retrospect, I wish they had shot him.
Trying to conceal the real shooter's identity. Zinn later admitted he.
How'd that work out?
He lied to draw attention away from the actual gunman. Child exploitation.
What a cunt.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Charges came after Zinn warned investigators he had illegal images on his phone.
No.
Tyler Robinson was arrested 2 days after Kirk was killed on charges that he actually shot Kirk.
Yeah, that's kiddie porn, buddy. That gets you up to 15 years.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not working, so I had to go to a Staples to print out the news and updates and stuff for this week, and fucking $8.80 to print some stuff out from a USB. What is this, gold leaf? Like actual gold leaf?
You got some fucking old Chinaman in the back there making that shit, chewing up the fucking wood pulp himself and drying it out and making the paper.
I work really hard and I'm no fun. Bong.
What's happening? Hot stuff? You print out paper now.
What's happening, hot stuff?
Do you remember the name Rutledge Dees?
I do not.
Doesn't sound familiar to you at all?
Rutledge Dees?
Yeah.
A Lafayette man has been arrested and charged with human trafficking for a third time. 35-year-old Rutledge Diaz is charged with one count of human trafficking. Louisiana State Police started an investigation this month into human trafficking involving the use of online platforms designed to connect families with nannies.
Again, they're burying the lead. This was the guy we talked about in season 13 who went on and try to hire people to come change his diapers for him.
Oh, no shit. I remember that.
This is his
third
arrest.
Okay, no.
No, that's just it. No.
That should never be a headline. That's this person's third arrest for being a pervert.
Yeah.
Or if it is, they should have said, this man was arrested for the third time and promptly executed on the spot. Third strike and you're dead.
Yeah.
I do remember that story now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't remember the name.
Mm-hmm. Rutledge Dees. Dees Nuts. D-E-A-S. But again, they kind of bury the lead. They're not really telling you, you know, the whole bit.
Police started an investigation this month into human trafficking involving the use of online platforms designed to connect families with nannies. Officials say Diaz posed as a person seeking a nanny to assist with the care of a person with special needs.
No.
You remember? Now you remember?
Yeah.
2019 and 2021, he got pinched doing the same stuff.
Pinched.
In 2019. No pun intended. State police said in a press release that he was arrested and booked with 10 counts of sexual battery and human trafficking. One count of possession of drugs. Huh. Kind of hard to believe drugs would be it.
You know, you get arrested, and they start getting up to, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 counts. That right there should be, you know what, listen, buddy, on the 10th count, you get a free fucking 9mm slug in your brain, man.
You know, the one thing I will
say. I should run for office. Be a judge or something.
The one thing I will say about Iran, they don't have these problems, you know what I mean? Like, it's.
And Iran.
That's like a Dennis Miller said one. Was it Dennis Miller? Hard to steal another purse if you don't have another hand. You know, that's the one thing about the third world, right? Yeah, the Arab world.
They got that biblical fucking punishment going on.
Upon arranging for a home, healthcare provider Dees would then pose as Corey, 18-year-old handicap, while allowing the care provider to change his adult diaper and obtain sexual arousal under the fake premises.
Wait a minute. Handicap. This guy posed as somebody with a handicap? That's bullshit.
Thank you, Lemon. Thank you, Lemon.
I'm going to let nobody take your fucking thunder, Lemon.
Retard thunder.
Boom!
Beautiful brain Kim Kardashian has.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. She's not worried about anything. I wouldn't be either if I was a... Yeah,
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. After providing home care on at least 10 separate occasions, the victim became increasingly suspicious of Dee's behavior and subsequently discovered Corey was actually Rutledge Rory Dees, posing as his fictitious handicapped brother.
Green quarter?
In 2021, state police said he had arrested him and posing as a younger man with special needs and hiring babysitters.
Oh, man.
On December 20th, 2021, detectives began a second investigation after learning of a text message sent by Dees, which established similar behaviors.
Pattern established.
Yep.
Weapons loaded.
I don't know that you're redeemable at 3.
No.
You know?
Well, like I said, you know, if the headline is man was arrested on third, you know, for the third time, the next line should be and
promptly executed.
Promptly yeah. executed. Thank you.
I don't disagree with you, buddy.
As was arrested Thursday and booked into the Lafayette Parish Jail, he is being held on a $25,000 bond.
Doesn't seem like enough to me. I mean, I'm not telling you.
Dees had previously been arrested on the same charge in November 2019 and December 2021.
Yeah, no.
2019 was the one we covered. I don't even know about the one from 2021. Oh, boy. Let's see. Plea deal. This is updates and corrections continues from last year. Plea deal has been reached of the woman who took a shit in that beer cooler that we talked about last year. During a court hearing yesterday, this is a few days ago, Crystal Goss, 47, pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct that created a, quote, hazardous and physically offensive condition. She was fined $75 and ordered to pay restitution of about $80.
Oh, wow.
It's not enough.
Jesus. What's the difference between pleading no contest or pleading guilty?
I don't know. There's a whole thing about it. Mm. I don't.
Well, thanks for that insight.
All right, get a lawyer on the show. Do some footwork, all right? What do you want me to tell you?
I am not bringing a lawyer into this chaos.
No, but you know what? Maybe we should, though.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe we should.
We've not been getting along. We just,
set up a third mic over there, and we'll have someone esteemed, you know. We'll have to pay him for the hour, probably.
We'll have to. Hey. All right, okay. Yeah. I don't know no Michael Corleone.
Any substantive updates in the DeForvid case while we were away?
Oh, yeah? They finally arrest him?
No.
No.
DeForvid, uh-oh.
Come on,
oh,
man.
Yeah. God. Damn, that feels good.
Look, you're unemployed. I know you're not eating, so what the fuck is up with the shits?
Oh, I'm eating, but it is all garbage. If I can't get it from Menards, I'm not fucking eating. So you know it's trash.
Woo. Motherfuckers eating 2x4s.
Not the first time I've gnawed on some wood in my life, to be honest.
Eating fucking drywall.
Boy, I replaced the vanity in my bathroom.
Yeah.
While we were away. Get into that fucking adventure. God damn. What a disaster. Same time.
Mm-hmm. Right on.
In late November, a grand jury testimony was ongoing in the grand jury. The investigation shifted explicitly to homicide. December 2025, reports indicated that the grand jury was actively probing.
Well, threatened me with a good time.
With expectations of a potential indictment against DeForvid.
Uh-oh.
January 2026. Key development involved Neo Langston, a social media influencer / streamer and friend / associate of DeForvid.
Uh-oh.
He was arrested in Montana on January 22nd.
Montana.
On a felony charge of for failing to appear as a witness before the grand jury.
Uh-oh.
He News has reported a friend of singer David has been arrested after allegedly failing to appear.
It's DeForvid.
DeForvid.
Appear as a witness in a Los Angeles courtroom, according to TMZ. Well-known streamer Neo Langston was taken into custody.
Neo Langston, the unknown streamer.
Is he that well-known? Like, I know who. Well-known streamer. I know who Joe Rogan is. He's a streamer.
Name me another streamer.
I know who Alex Jones is.
Yeah.
I know who, you know.
Liberal, happy fun, la la la, human smuggling, fentanyl, yes, forced government euthanasia, la, chopping up children's genitals, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Alex Jones is a fucking.
Is that Alex?
He's
Jones?
A fucking lunatic.
He's crazy.
Oh man. Doug, do we have any more Alex Jones stuff?
There's no video of President Trump sucking a ding-dong. And so what if there was? That's a lot better than World War III, Owen. I never sucked any ding-dongs. But I'll tell you, if they were going to blackmail me to start World War III about one, I'd say, hey, I sucked a golf ball through a freaking garden hose.
What a lunatic.
He's nuts.
He's out of his mind. That's a guy that just went. He had the gimmick, and he just kind of kept going a bit too far, you know.
Yeah, he cannot give that gimmick up now.
I can't watch him, and I can't watch Rogan, and I can't watch Buddy.
No, Rogan's unwatchable.
I listened to a couple of podcasts with two guys as hosts. I'm not going to name them, but they're super popular. They're both super popular shows. Unlistenable. There's no reason this show can't be a lot bigger than it is. I'll send you the links to Unlistenable. It's just, it's really something.
Yeah, send me the links. I wouldn't mind checking.
Oh, yeah. No, I totally will. Alex Jones. Liberal.
Never sucked any ding-dongs.
Liberal.
I love a ding-dong right about now.
He went smuggling fentanyl deaths.
Liberal. Happy fun. La la la. Human smuggling fentanyl deaths. Forced government euthanasia. La chopping up children's genitals. La 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 la. La 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 la. La la la.
Liberal.
This guy's free to roam the planet.
But but it's a bit, though.
No, I know.
There's not any. That's not real. That shit's not real. So anyway, they got Neo Langston, whatever the fuck his name is. Let's see here. Did we have that? We did. I apologize for not finishing it. liberal.
He News has reported a friend of singer David has been arrested after allegedly failing to appear as a witness in a Los Angeles courtroom.
Let that be a lesson to you. If you're the Clintons, you can just not show up and then negotiate your way back into the business. This guy, they went out and arrested him. So,
according to TMZ, well-known streamer Neo Langston was taken into custody in Montana with the help of local authorities who were assisting the LAPD. He's reportedly being held without bond and is being transferred to Los Angeles. This comes as an L.A. County grand jury reportedly moves toward indicting David in the murder of Celeste Rivas Hernandez. The teenager's body was found in the trunk of the singer's Tesla last year. No charges have been filed as of yet.
This guy reading that sounds just like Chris Hansen.
Discussions emerged about potential plea deals or others in the case, blah, 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 blah. There is credible reporting supporting the claim that a burn cage, a type of incinerator, was found in a Hollywood Hills rental home occupied by DeForvid during the relevant period. Burn cage found appeared to be unused. Duh.
Hmm.
Mark Sanchez updates. He's still a cunt. That's the update there.
Yeah.
I think that's it for our updates there, bud.
Okay.
I think. Okay. Mark Sanchez. Thank you, Douglas. Criminal trial is March 12th. Civil trial is Fox wants it moved to a federal court downstate from Indianapolis. No ruling on that yet. Thank you, Douglas.
Hmm.
You want to hear some of the new sounds I brought?
Yes, I do.
From the break. The Alex Jones thing is new. Here's Fredo Starr from the rap group Onyx. This happened last summer, and I'm embarrassed to say I didn't know it existed until a few weeks ago during the break. But this is Fredo Starr.
He's smart.
Michael Jordan cut his hair because of us. Huh? Michael Jordan cut his hair bald because of Onyx.
Because of Onyx. Get out of here.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
Boy, I tell you, you're only going to hear that 1.3 million times this year. Oh, boy.
Do the knowledge, nigga.
Exactly. Whew. I have to apologize in advance for how often you guys are going to have to hear that. Oh, let me see. Alex Jones. We already heard that one. Well, here's a South Park clip I loved.
How do you know? None of us have ever had any drugs before. Well, I did ecstasy once. Me and my girlfriend took it, and we stayed up all night having sex.
Sex.
Where did you have sex with her?
In her vagina.
Vagina.
Thank you. Thank you. What a terrific audience.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did a Jimmy early on, and this that just fucking whipped so much ass. Let me see here.
Damn.
I can't get married. I'm only 10.
And I have dreams. I got 1580 on my DQAT.
DQAT?
Dairy Queen Aptitude Test. 800 ice cream, 780 braziers.
780 brazier.
That is a great joke.
It is. That's a great fucking
and
joke.
And that's one of the newer episodes.
Yeah.
And that's a great joke for a newer episode.
Did you play that clip that I put together of Grandpa and that fucking deaf woman singing? That was great.
No, I was so very proud of that.
I was even prouder that I figured out how to use the fucking editing shit on my phone.
You've done a lot of great things, but you're a very old man now, and old people are useless. Stop it!
Sounds like it played a lot.
The year was 1968. We were on recon in a steaming Mekong Delta. An overheated private removed his flak jacket, revealing a T-shirt with an iron-on sporting the MAD slogan, up with miniskirts. Well, we all had a good laugh, even though I didn't quite understand it. But our momentary lapse of concentration allowed Charlie to get the drop on us.
Charlie.
I spent the next 3 years in a POW camp,
yeah.
Forced to subsist on a thin stew made of fish, vegetables, prawns, coconut milk, and four kinds of rice. I came close to madness trying to find it here in the States, but they just can't get the spices right.
My punishment?
Hmm? Oh, I'm going to have to think about that.
That writer's room cannot produce anything close to that now. No. It's just, this is, here's a clip from, and this is way overdue. This one should have been in the rotation a long time ago. But this is a clip from Rick and Morty.
Look at your dad, such a dork, keeping bees. I mean, it's, at least it's interesting, though. At least, like, I wish my dad kept bees. I mean, it's kind of cute, like, your dad keeps bees. How old is your dad? He's obviously beekeeping age. I don't know. I think it's kind of sweet. Summer, I want to f*** your dad.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? I don't know. I kind of brought this for you, but this is, I don't know that we'll play it a lot, but in 1973, there was a German society event somewhere.
Yeah.
And this comedian got up. Now, it's in German, but you'll kind of get the, you know.
Okay.
You'll kind of get the gist of it. He's trying to get the crowd fired up, you know. Johnny Buckhart, I think, is a...
Lass mal hören, wie ist denn die Stimmung? Ziegenzange, Ziegenzange! Ziegenzange, Ziegenzange! Hip, hip! Hip, hip! Sieg!
Wow!
Yeah!
Oh. Holy shit!
There's lots of Heils in 1973.
Lass mal hören, wie ist denn die Stimmung? Ziegenzange, Ziegenzange! Ziegenzange, Ziegenzange! Hip, hip! Hip, hip! Sieg!
See, that's what I said about the Soviets, too. Those commies didn't go anywhere. Those Nazis didn't go anywhere. They were right there in fucking country, man.
Holy shit.
How bad do you want me to feel about bombing them to fucking oblivion? I said to my dad, because he was in Germany during Vietnam.
Okay.
I always made the joke that he fought the Kong in Germany. But, and then my dad is such a fucking...
Your father, the war in Vietnam, where's he at? He's stationed in Germany.
So, his theory on that was that he didn't have to get drafted. He went.
He went. He volunteered.
And his theory was that because he did, they sent him to Germany instead.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true, but that was his theory of it. So, yeah. So I always said he fought the Kong in Germany. And my dad is such a fucking overly serious dummy that he'd always be like, there were no Kong in Germany. I was like, I know, Dad. I know, buddy.
Fought all those slanty-eyed Kongs over there in Dusseldorf, didn't you?
Fucking East German Viet Cong. But, you know.
They got a lot of rice patties there in Brussels.
It's a lot of 15-year-old girl with tri-corner hats and hand grenades. like a...
We love you a long time.
Long time. We love you a long time. He, I never flat out asked Dad about pussy, but he did kind of say that it was to be had if you wanted it. But he had a girl back home, so he didn't.
Yeah.
And I believe him on that because he is a square, man. My dad is, I cannot see my dad negotiating a price for some fucking, you know, East German pussy.
Can't see Ron haggling buddy, over some smash.
No. Nope.
$5. Well, when's the last time it was washed?
I remember him saying, too, that, you know...
I'm sorry. I can't get this picture out of my head.
I remember him saying that some guys did, like a lot of guys did, but I had a girl back home, so...
I'm picturing your dad in that scene in fucking...
Full Metal Jacket. Hey, Joel.
Yeah, hey, Joel.
We love you a long time.
Your dad's like...
You know what to do with it.
Holy shit.
Bad
is the whore walking up to the GIs. This is Full Metal Jacket,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a great song.
Oh, yeah. Great.
You've been a messin'.
Oh, I'm so horny.
And now someone else is getting all your best.
What a great song.
Yep.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all
hey, baby.
Over you.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam? Not just this minute.
Yeah.
Well, baby, me so horny. Me so horny.
You keep lying.
Me love you long time. You party?
Yeah, we might party.
When you are
how much?
$15?
$15 for both of us.
No, it's you $15. Me love you long time. Me so horny.
$15 to buku. $5 each.
Me sucky sucky. Me love you too much.
$5 is all my mom allows me to spend.
Okay, $10 each.
What do we get for $10?
Everything you want.
Everything?
Everything.
You keep playing.
Well, old buddy. Playing. Feel like spending some of your hard-earned money?
And you
just a
keep
minute.
Thinking that you'll never
you know,
get
half
burned.
These goo quarters are serving officers in the Viet Cong. The other half have got TV. Be sure you only fuck the ones that cough.
Oh, they stole this camera.
No, 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 no.
Stole this camera and ran off.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over.
Oh, so funny. What a great scene. This is not the reaction you're supposed to have when you watch Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, right.
But I remember being a teenager and seeing that for the first time and fucking howling. Just not the reaction you're supposed to have, but man. Every scene with Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, I'm fucking laughing my balls off. That scene, oh, man. I do everything.
You get everything.
But you're right. I can't quite picture my father.
Yeah, no.
You know,
negotiating for some pussy.
For some fucking German pussy. But I said to Dad, I go, it was a 5-minute way to get around to this. I did because, I mean, you know, needless to say. What did I eat today? Oh, I had some McNuggets today.
Ew, gross.
I did have some. Buddy, can I tell you, in all honesty, just between us girls, fucking poison.
Yeah,
I've got to quit eating.
Dude, remember
shit.
When we got those here late last season? You brought some.
Oh yeah,
and I got those. Now, that's the first time I'd had nuggets. I mean, in
yeah.
years,
yeah.
They were gross.
Yeah, they're bad, dude. They're,
God damn.
Hey, I go so far as to say they're not good for you.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. But you know, obviously, we bombed the fuck out of Germany, and the fact of the matter is that war's over in 1945, and they didn't really have that country rebuilt till the mid-1980s.
Yeah,
on either side of the Berlin Wall. So I said to my dad, I go, listen, how fucked up was it where you were in Germany?
Because he'd have been there, what, late 60s?
Yeah.
Or mid to late 60s? Yeah.
Yeah. He was there when the Soviets marched into Czechoslovakia in 68.
Okay.
And he thought that was going to be, that Cold War was going to get hot.
Yeah.
They were a little concerned about that. But he was like, yeah, it was a mess. Like, they were doing what they could, but it was a real mess.
I like how.
Oh man!
I like how they talk about the Battle of Berlin and how all the German soldiers kept marching west out of Berlin so they could surrender to the Allies instead of the fucking instead of the Soviets.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah,
fucking
you didn't.
Stalin wouldn't have none
nope.
of that shit.
Nope.
Take
nope.
no prisoners.
Nope. I want you to tell me how that's not a best of the both worlds situation. How that ended up. So the Allies win the war. Soviets give up 70% of the casualties in the war, and the good guys win. That's a win-win, man. Lots of dead commies, lots of dead Nazis. Ah, I fucking love it. I love every bit of that. That's good stuff. The fuck is calling me? They calling me? What horrible things did we put on our penises last year?
What?
You know, last year we had a list of things we had stuck in our pee holes and assholes and everything.
Not us personally.
No, collected throughout the year. And here's a list of It's a 3-page list of things we did to our cocks last year.
Oh, well, okay.
Let me just kind of grab a random one.
Okay.
Was a hit in the abdomen while playing baseball, also bit by a spider on the tip of his dick.
Well.
Ripped scrotum with spiked prongs on dog collar when dog ran through his legs.
Oh, no. Ouch.
Zip tie stuck on penis.
Oh, I slipped and fell in the garage. I don't know how that zip tie got wrapped around my dick.
Patient states he accidentally poked his penis while cleaning penis with a toothpick. Oh.
What? Is that like scratching your ear with a revolver?
Was playing Marco Polo and ran into a wooden fence.
What?
this is a list of how we hurt our cocks last year. Was participating in a karate match when he fell down on his opponent's knee. Oh, striking his testicle.
Buddy. Oh. Got to tie them fucking old nuts up, man. Keep them out of the way.
You got to put a jock on.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not hip. But you got to.
Yeah.
I'm stunned. NFL guys don't wear jocks.
I know.
Like the overwhelming majority of them won't wear one.
No, it's no.
That makes no sense to me. I don't get that. Pro wrestlers don't wear them either.
I couldn't wear one when I played football in high school because I was center, and it fucked up your delivery.
Yeah, I bet it did.
It did.
Is that too much fabric in the way? Kept you from your delivery?
My football wasn't the actual real high school football team. It was intramural. It was naked football.
Ah.
Greek style.
Maybe we get to the truth eventually on that. Dropped a glass of water that shattered Shadoobie and cut his penis. In batting cage when a baseball hit his testicle. Boy.
Ouch. Oh.
Patient states he placed a plastic tea bottle neck around his penis. Around 10 p.m. this evening, at the instruction of his girlfriend, and is not able to remove it. You know what? Don't let a girl tell you what to do with that thing.
Come on, man.
She's not going to sit and let you tell you what, you tell her what to do with her tuna trap. Don't let a girl tell you what to do with it.
You own it. Yeah. Have some responsibility.
Yeah. I love you a long time.
You put this pop bottle on your penis.
$5. $15. Oh, me so horny. I remember just seeing that because I had to rent it, from the video store. And just, I mean, hysterics, I'm laughing. So, and there's nothing that's supposed to be funny about it, but I'm just,
Did you rent it with your Blockbuster membership?
So I grew up in South Bend, Indiana, and there was a video store down the road, across the highway from my dad. I know it sounds like Appalachia, but hear me out. Down across the highway. It's called Eve's Video.
Oh, God, I forgot about
that. No, not Eve's Video. It was, Eve's Video was a small local chain.
It was.
But this was a mom and pop. It was a little green building.
Dude, stop it.
Buddy, can I tell you something? Can't be stopped.
Yeah, it can.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Gross. Dude, there used to be fucking little mom and pop video places like that everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Everybody was slinging the tapes.
That's exactly what it was, too. It was...
had that little cordoned off room in the back where the good ones were.
This particular video store didn't have porn. But they had
Yes, they did. Sure they did.
But they had the super obscure shit. You weren't getting that, I'm not going to find it. But anyway, it was a small mom and pop place. And I walked across the highway to rent it on VHS, of course, because I was in my late teens. And, boy. I was trying on a Halloween costume, and there was a string irritating his penis in the costume, so he took scissors to cut the string and accidentally cut his penis. What a jerk off.
Well, if you mistake your penis for a string, you got some problems there, pal.
Oh, string dick.
Needle dick.
String theory. Old fabric dick. String dick. What's up, string, you string dick faggot?
You string dick faggot. You string dick,
you string
faggot.
Dick faggot.
I like that.
Fuck you and your string dick. I'll tell you this about my cock. It's short, but it sure is thin.
Yeah.
And you know the thing is. I don't know. And, like, I fucked girls when I was overweight, and I don't know how I ever pleasured anyone with this thing being what it is in this condition.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was young and 130 pounds, it was a weapon. Now, buddy, I don't know how it happened.
Now it's just an annoyance.
And I remember it's just in the way. What are we doing? I remember telling that I go, I'll do what I can to help here, but don't fake it because I don't care that much. She was like, all right.
I got mine. I'm good.
Yeah, funny. Oh, well, listen, let's take a break here. We're already late for leaving at 6:04.
6:04?
Yeah, we're already late. You all right? You got a plane to catch? What's going on over there?
Relax.
You fucking horse's ass.
Huh? Huh? You carry this. Huh? I'm on overtime now, so.
Too good. I'll get on that money. I'll get on that. Get on that payroll for you.
I'm going to need you to sign my time card before
you
leave.
Got a couple things I'll sign for you. Let's try it again next week on TGR Radio.